This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Blessed trails.
Well, good morning. This beautiful Sunday morning, welcome to Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. It's gospel, inspirational, and patriotic music with a definite Western flavor to it. And I am so tickled to have a wonderful guest with me this morning, Miss Jean Prescott. And we're going to open up with her lovely song, Life Between the Rivers.
By the banks of the Brazos, Rosetta Magdalene was born. She gave her soul to Jesus one early summer morn. Her sins were washed away that day in the river's gentle flow. When she took the hand of Jesus, she never let it go. I can see her in her apron, putting up to Mary Jane, whistling glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Or sitting on the back porch, in her old rocking chair, taking comfort from the good book, and the message written there. And it's a long, long way from the Brazos to the Jordan. She lived an honest life of quiet pride. Her faith was our rock in her time between the rivers. She put her trust in Jesus till she crossed the other side. The banks of the Brazos, times weren't always good, but Grandma did the best she could. She always understood. She said, live your life as best you can, through storm or gentle flow. Just take the hand of Jesus and never let it go. 'Cause it's a long, long way from the Brazos to the Jordan. She lived an honest life of quiet pride. Her faith was our rock in her time between the rivers. She put her trust in Jesus till she crossed the other side. There's a river up in heaven we hope to cross someday. That's what Rosetta taught me. Walk the straight and narrow way. Her time between the rivers was rich and fully blessed. By the banks of the Brazos, we laid her down to rest. And it's a long, long way from the Brazos to the Jordan. She lived an honest life, a quiet bride. Her faith was our rock in her time between the rivers. She put her trust in Jesus till she crossed the other side. She said, put your trust in Jesus and you'll cross the other side.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song, and I love this lady. I met Jean Prescott the first time I ever attended a Western Music Association festival and was so impressed. She was such a gracious lady, a wonderful talent, not only singer but songwriter. And what was so wonderful for me as a fledgling Western performer was this gracious lady took me under her wing and became not only a wonderful friend but a wonderful mentor in Western music. And I just aspired to be just like Jean. So I am so thrilled to welcome to my show this morning Jean Prescott. Are you there, Jean?
I am. Good morning, Belinda.
So how are you doing this beautiful Sunday morning?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic. It's a great day, and I'm so excited to be on Blessed Trails with you. It's been a great journey, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. Boy, we've come a long way since that little WMA when I couldn't even play guitar. And
it was a long time ago. It's been a while.
I will never forget when, I think it was the second year I was there, and I was just barely starting to pick up the guitar and mess with it. And you came and tapped me on the shoulder. I was sitting in a jam session, and you said, Belinda, we're going to have an all-ladies jam. Would you like to join us? And I'm thinking, I can't even play. So I thought, sure. And, oh, my goodness, you're so sweet and showed me chords. And it was just delightful. And you've been a wonderful friend ever since. And I just feel very thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a very, very busy lady. It's a lot going on in your life. So tell us what's going on for you right now.
Well, I am, of course, it's fall, and I'm always really busy in the fall. So lots of shows, playing here and there. And also I've got a wonderful little zebra dun gilding that I'm spending a lot of time with and working him and trying to get a lot of riding in before it gets really, really cold and nasty. So, just writing some new songs and just carrying on, enjoying my grandkids, watching football games and that sort of thing, you know.
And your husband gets to be home a little bit more now. He's semi-retired, right?
Yes, he retired last December, and so he just goes out occasionally on a consulting job, and so that's been really good to have him home, and we've been being able to play a few more gigs together, and in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we did the music for a revival at a cowboy church in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and that was our first time to get to do that together, so it was really, really a special time.
Oh my! Well, we were just at a gig last week and together, and it was a wonderful new event called Home on the Ranch. It was all women celebrating ranch women, and that was a lot of fun. But you were telling me a cute little story about this is the first time Gary had gone to a revival meeting with you to do music, and he was asking you about, like, you know, the set that you guys are going to put together. Would you tell that story? Because it is so cute.
Oh, I was actually in South Dakota playing some shows, and I got a call from Gary, and he was at home, and he said, so do we play on Sunday morning or Sunday night or both? And I said, well, we play Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And there was just silence on the other end for just a minute. And then he said, oh, okay. Well, I better get busy. And boy, I think he spent the next 3 days working on his set list and getting all ready. So it was a wonderful time. We had such a great time. The folks up there were so nice. And I mean, the Lord just really blessed everybody that during that revival. So especially.
Oh, that's so much fun. And for those of the people who are listening and aren't aware, you do a lot of cowboy churches are really springing up all over the United States. And so much so, I know even the Baptist Conference actually has a division now specifically for planting and starting cowboy churches and funding, you know, helping them to get arenas and things like that that's attached to the churches. And they really understand that that's just an outreach to a whole different kind of a piece of our population and it's just, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Cowboy church is so amazing. It's so low key and it's like, okay, we're done with church. Now we're all going to go out back and rope for a while, you know? And it's so
great.
Much fun. It is great. It is great. So if anybody out there has an opportunity to attend a cowboy church, you don't want to miss it because it is a very different church experience for sure, but
that's
really,
right.
really wonderful. It is. Well, we're fixing to do one of your songs that I just love, Jean. And could you set us up a little bit for this next song that we're going to be doing for you?
Sure. This song is just so special to me because it just strips away all of any. It just strips away anything that has not anything to do with Jesus. You know, it's just give me Jesus. And the first time I heard this, it touched me so deeply. I decided if I ever do a gospel album, that is going to be one of the first songs that will be on that CD. It just strips away everything and just points you toward the one. And that's about all I can say about it. It's just what it's all about. Give me Jesus.
It is an absolutely beautiful song, and you do a fabulous job on it, Jean. And it's from your Whisperings of Jesus album, and we're going to hear it right now. This is Jean Prescott singing Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I
die, give me
Oh my goodness, if that doesn't bless your heart, I don't know what will. That is a beautiful song, and you did a beautiful job on it, Jean. Oh my goodness. So
one of
gorgeous.
My
oh gosh.
That's what it's all about.
You know,
isn't
I don't
it?
Think we. Oh, it's what it's all about. I mean, really, if you just. When everything gets crazy and that's all around you, if you really just think about that and just what it really, really is all about, it just kind of settles you down, I think.
It does.
I think that's
going
to be my new favorite song to play. When I'm feeling hectic and crazy and, oh, my goodness. You know, something we have never talked about, Jean, is how you came to know the Lord in the first place. When did that all start for you?
Well, you know, I was, as a child, my mother was Catholic, and so I was brought up in the Catholic Church until I was about 18, or, well, 19, something like that. Anyway, so I met this guy that was a Baptist, and so that took care of my, you know, it's like, well, they didn't really want me involved with a Baptist and everything, and I was pretty ornery, and so, you know, I said, well, okay, I'll just be a Baptist then. But anyway, you know, as a young person, you know, you just have these thoughts like that. But many years later, I was going to a little Baptist church and just, you know, felt the Lord tugging at me. And I had two little kids and was married, and life was hard. You know, we were struggling and all, and it just seemed that my peace would come when I would be in the Word, and I realized that God was calling me, and so that's when I came to the Lord, and that was in the 80s, and it's just been an amazing journey ever since then. It hasn't always been just wonderful, but, you know, Christ has been with me through every trial and tribulation that I've gone through and brought me through it, I just don't know where I would be without him.
I can so relate to that. And you brought up an interesting point, Jean, that it was sort of an epiphany for me, excuse me, because most of us, I think, are raised with an awareness of God and a belief that, you know, there is a God and all of that. And I think that we don't realize until we have an actual personal experience with the Lord, and I don't want to sound cliche, but there is a difference between just believing there is a God and believing in God and actually experiencing at a very deep personal level the love, the joy, the reality, the relationship with the Lord. And we literally can have a relationship with the Lord. You can just like climb up in his lap and talk to him about your problems and know he's listening and feel his presence. And there is a big difference in that, because, and when you make that shift, it is very life altering, and it just kind of skews your life on a complete different path than just believing that he exists.
Exactly.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, you know, I feel the same way. And as I look back over my life, I see the thread that you know, God used every experience, everything that I went through in my life, tied into something else and tied into something else and made me who I am today. And the, you know, we've all had experiences that we look back on and just God, that he was in that with us. And I remember one particular time I was just so grievous for just some of my actions, you know, and I was asking his forgiveness, and he just showed me that, you know, I am your father, and it grieves me to see you going through this situation. And I realized that, you know, he is my true father. And although I had a wonderful earthly father, he just holds me and comforts me, and he's there in every situation, the good. And you know, we're not always on that mountaintop. We have those experiences that are just wonderful. But when we're in that valley, he is there with us. And, you know, as I raised my children, they saw me rely on him and help me, and he helped me get through these things. So, you know, there's just, you know, Proverbs 31:28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed. And, you know, I see my children now watching them live their lives, walking with the Lord and raising their children in that manner too. You know, I just thank God that he made me who I am, and that I did trust him, and they were part of that, and they watched me grow in him. So they have that confidence that, yes, he will walk. He is always with them through everything they go through.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And you brought up another really wonderful point, that when you realize that the Lord loves us as a father loves his child,
yes,
and that we give good things to our children and want good things for our children, and how much more the Lord wants those for us. And so for me, when I get stuck in those spaces, when we fail and stumble, because we all do, we all fall flat sometimes, and we all make choices
we
that
do.
We deeply regret. And, you know, and when you think about your own children, and that, you know, yes, I don't like what you just did, but I always love you, I'll always forgive you,
that's
I'll
right.
always help you get back up on your feet. How much more the Lord would do that for us, you know, and
he
loves us beyond any scope that we can even imagine of love. So that is a huge epiphany, you know, when you can kind of take that in and realize that. And and this kind of leads into this next song. You talk about, you know, what we demonstrate as a family to our children and their children, and it that just perpetuates our view of who the Lord is. So tell us about this song we're getting ready to listen to.
This song, Legacy of Love, I was asked to write a song for a couple who were about to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, and they have 4 children, and so I asked them to send me a letter, each one, telling me about their childhood and their relationship with their parents, and that out of that, this song came about. And Proverbs 20, verse 7 says, a righteous man walks in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. When I got those letters from those, there were 2 boys and 2 girls, reading those letters showed me how much of their parents' lives they had put into their children, and how much their children loved them. And so that's how this song came about, through those letters, just celebrating 50 years of marriage and together and raising children. It's just one of my favorite songs.
Well, I'm eager to hear it. Let's listen to Legacy of Love from Gene's Traditions album, and we're going to listen to it right now.
I could count on him to bring home the bacon. I was a doting mother to our happy band. One would be lost without the other. Maybe that's why we're always holding hands. How the boys love fishing with their cane poles was some of the best times they ever had. Didn't matter if the fish weren't biting. Was pure freedom and joy to be with Dad. Sweet love notes and flirting glances. He was gentle and he was strong. Hugs and kisses and doing the dishes. Hand in hand, life rolled along. I taught our girls to be proper ladies. Can't never could do anything I'd always say. Their faith grew strong in God the Father. And I knew they would always find their way. Hugs and kisses and doing the dishes. Hand in hand, life rolled along. What's the secret of 50 years together? Listen close, for this is what we've learned. Every morning we open up our Bible, beginning our day with God's own word.
Gene, that's a wonderful song. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
I love it.
It was fun to sing that for this couple. We got to Prescott for the gathering that year, and they came on the Friday night when Gary and I were on, and so I sang it for them, and it was just such a joy to sing that and have them in the audience, and their children were there, and it was just a great time.
Oh, yes. And you know what? It really brings up a thought that, you know, when we get our children grown and, you know, they have their families and their grandchildren, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop with just, you continue to have influence on your children and your grandchildren's life. It's not, okay, we're done. You know, you're never done passing that down to the next generations. And so
that's just
really captures it beautifully. Great job with that. You know, I kind of want to go right into this next song that you have. It's so fun. It's a little longer than most songs, but it's just such a fun sing-along song. So tell us how you came to write this one.
I was wanting to write some songs for Cowboy Church because, you know, I do a lot of music in Cowboy Churches, and I wanted something that everyone could sing along with. And, you know, we have so many great old hymns, and most everybody knows a lot of those songs, at least the choruses. And I thought that was my thinking as I wrote this song. I just wanted people to be able to jump in and sing and just praise the Lord. You know, so it's kind of a cowboy praise song. And it's been so much fun to sing and have everybody sing along. And, you know, it's a great tune with just about, you know, when we get together and what do we want to do? We want to sing, and we want to sing praises to the Lord.
Well, I think it's a wonderful song, and I would encourage the listeners out there, if you feel so inclined, to jump in and sing right along and worship with us, because I think Gene and I are probably going to be singing along with it as well. So we're going to listen now to When We Get Together off her Traditions album.
We're all cleaned up and ready. We'll not work the land today. We're headed to the church house to worship God and pray. Then we'll have Sunday dinner, spend time with those we love, and head back to the church house. We'll sing praise to God above.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all.
Flow that makes me white as snow. come that morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
I love this. I love this song. I am so grinning from ear to ear right now.
Me too. I love it.
Oh, you know, it just makes me think of Can't Meet Me.
Those are great songs.
I mean, I can just see everybody clapping and smiling and singing.
Yeah.
Just loving it. Did you go to Camp Meeting much growing up? Or no, you were Catholic, so that really
no,
didn't go along
no,
with Camp Meeting.
No, I really didn't. You know, I would go with a friend every now and then to Vacation Bible School, you know, when I was a kid, but didn't ever get to any of the old-time Camp Meetings. You know, a few years ago, well, it's been probably 10 or 12 years ago now, I played for a cowboy tent revival in Hobbs, New Mexico. And I have to tell you this little story. They hadn't had any rain in months and months and months, and we're in a terrible drought. And I think it was the last night of the revival. It rained 6 inches. And here we are in this tent, and we're all plugged in and singing and playing in this storm. The lightning is just going. And I thought, well, you know, this is a great way to go. So we just kept playing, and I'm singing, "Shall we gather at the river?" And this river of water is running down the center aisle of this tent. I will never forget that. got blessed with a bunch of rain.
And you've got to love it. I mean, it's an inconvenience when you're trying to have camp meeting, but it's, you know, the ranchers and farmers, I'm sure, were just thrilled to get the rain.
They were. It was just wonderful.
That's one of my
favorite memories of a tent revival.
Yes. And for people who maybe aren't familiar with camp meeting, it's just like a week or 2 weeks sometimes of singing and praising the Lord from morning till night, late into the night. And you just kind of leave those things floating off the ground, just basking in the Lord's presence for a week or two at a time. It can be exhausting, though, but it's a good exhaustion.
It is. It really is. It fills you up to overflowing, you know?
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up on one of your songs, Jean, that I just really love. Can you tell us about this song?
Yes, I can. And this song was written actually by a friend of mine from Canada, Gary Feldgard. We were out in Scottsdale several years ago, and he said, "I have this song I'd like to play for you." And when he played this song, my spirit just soared, and I could hardly wait for him to get it finished to ask him if I could record it. It just, in Genesis, on the third day, God created the earth and the grass and the trees, and then on the sixth day, you know, after he had done everything, Genesis 1:31 says, "Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed it was very good." And, you know, traveling across the country, I've seen so many of the beautiful creations just that sometimes when we pass certain things day after day, we forget how beautiful they are. It's just to hold the reins of glory, you know, when you're out horseback, you're kind of slowed down and you can really see what God has created, and it is good. It's very good.
Oh my God! And that, you know, when you talk about being horseback, I know you have a lot of cowboy friends, as do I, and the hard work, long hours, and they really don't get Sundays, you know, per se off. The work doesn't stop just because it's Sunday, and so many of them talk about that their favorite pew is their saddle.
Exactly.
And they're out, they just are out, and you're out in the glory of God and His majesty and beauty all around you, and it's just, they just worship from that saddle. And that's what I think of when I hear this beautiful song.
Well, thank you.
So let's listen to it right now. Reigns of Glory off Gene's Tapestry album.
Rode up from the valley, high above the field. fields and the fences, just to watch the storm clouds gather. See the lightning, how it dances on those wild and windy ranges, through the ghosts of unshod horses, my faith in my pony to carry me, and I hold the reins of glory in my hand, in my hand. I hold the reins of glory in my hand. I hear the cold white water laughing through the canyon, hear the whisper of the evergreen. Could it be the master calling? I sing the songs of freedom to the rhythm of the saddle. My faith in my pony to carry me, and I hold the reins of glory in my hand. In my hand, I hold the reins of glory in my hand. And I will ride forever through the peace that comes from the silence. The faintest trail is all I'll ever need. I just follow in the footsteps of the one who came before me, and he has touched everything I see. In my hand, in my hand, I hold my hand, I hold the reins of glory in my hand. I hold the reins of glory in my hand.
Oh my goodness, Jean. When I hear that song, I'm in the high Sierra Nevada mountains, riding a trail and looking at all the beauty.
Oh, yeah. It makes me want to go saddle up right now.
Doesn't it, though? And I feel bad for people who have never been able to experience that.
Mm-hmm. They are really missing something very special, very special.
They are. And I think just horses in general, I think that's their gift from the Lord. And I love the scriptures that talk about horses in heaven. I'm just like so glad there's going to be horses
in
heaven.
Oh, yeah, I have a great little horse right now that I'm just having so much fun with. And he's his name is Woodrow, and he's just a young thing. And he's learning a lot, and we're kind of learning some things together, you know, trying to do some different things with him. And it's just such a nice thing to come home from being on the road and get out there and just brushing him, you know, and checking his feet. And then when I get a chance to saddle up and take him out, it's just so calming. And, you know, there's some truth in the saying that the outside of a horse is good for the inside of man.
I was just thinking about that same thing. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just something very calming about being around a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a marriage that the Lord intended from the beginning, horses and man.
I believe so. I sure do.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm sure you're probably aware of all of the therapeutic writing.
Yes.
Things that are across the nation now. It's just amazing what they can accomplish through horses for these people.
Yes.
Through emotional problems, that they're working with the vets with the PTSD and handicapped children and adults. And it's just, God definitely gave us a wonderful gift when he gave us horses.
He really did. There's a group here that Shockey Stables, and they twice a year they do what they call Heroes. And it's that kind of program, and they have, I think they have five of our horses in their stable, and they do riding lessons also. And so it always blesses me when she's looking for a horse and she comes to me, because I just think, what a great life for a horse to have, you know, helping
these
people.
Oh, yes, and I know I've talked to some, I know you've probably done it as well, done fundraisers for these organizations, and that allows them to take on more people and get more horses and all of that, but people that especially are wheelchair-bound, they get up on those horses and they can go where they want to go, and they just have this wonderful freedom that sometimes they've never experienced in their entire lives. And
isn't that great? Oh, my goodness.
It is. It is. What a wonderful thing to support. Well, I know there's a story behind this song we're fixing to hear of yours, and I would love for you to just take all the time you would like to kind of set this up and tell us about this song.
Okay. This is just such a special song for me. There's a lot of memories that go with it. Larry McWhorter, my precious brother in Christ, wrote this song, and I was about to go into the studio to record Tapestry of the West, and he had not quite finished the song, and so I kept, you know, calling him saying, "Have you got it ready, Larry?" And his slow, you know, cowboy drawl, he'd say, "Well, no, but I work good under pressure." And so the night before I went in, I went to spend the night with him on September the 10th. And he had not finished it. And that was his comment, that he worked good under pressure and he'd have it, it would be finished by morning. And sometime in the wee hours of the morning of September the 11th, And so he had left early for work that morning, and he left it on the dining room table for me. So I was getting ready to go in the studio and getting dressed and everything, and Andrea just shouted to me to come quick and look at the TV at what was happening, and we saw the second plane hit the tower. So that song has so much meaning to it because so many of those people, you know, are waiting at the throne for their loved ones. And, of course, you know, we lost Larry a couple of years later. And so little did I know that I would be singing I'll Meet You at the Throne at his going home celebration. So this song means so much, and it is a song of celebration. It's a song of encouragement when someone loses a loved one that, you know, they're going to meet him at the throne. And it's also, you know, it also tells me that if someone is not walking with the Lord and their family is, you know, don't you want to meet them in heaven? Don't you? So that always gives me something to think about for people that don't know the Lord. They're just going to miss out on the hereafter if they don't come to Him. And then He just wants us to so much. You know, He's just waiting for us to come to Him and take His hand. And I still sing this song quite a lot, and I do a lot of work with Andrea, who was Larry's widow, and she remarried a wonderful man from Colorado. So she's now Andrea Waitley, and we do a lot of things together, and this is one of my favorite songs to sing, and it's called I'll Meet You at the Throne, and we'll meet you at the throne.
Will. We will. And one of the things, I mean, just for people who maybe didn't know or were aware of Larry, just the character of the man, I remember hearing he died of cancer, and it was from the time he found out to the time we lost him was a very short time, it felt like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing stories from people about, he said, like when he was doing chemo treatments, which I think he underwent just to give his family time to get used to the idea and give him a little more time. And he would literally, he's a wonderful cowboy poet, and he would get up and while he was having chemo done, he would get up and recite poetry and entertain the rest of the people that were getting chemo. And he said that either way, he won because if the Lord healed him, what a miracle and a testimony. testimony that if the Lord took him, he would be with our Savior. And so either way, he won. He was just worried about Andrea and his beautiful little daughter and what was what their life was going to be after he was gone. And just such a precious man and a wonderful song, and love to share it with all of our listeners right now. I'll meet you at the throne.
Friend, we've been through many miles and years. We know each other so well. There's stories between us that bring smiles and tears, and secrets that we'll never tell. But the one who has known us before we were born and gave us each other as friends, we'll call one to heaven and leave one forlorn. But that's not where fellowship ends. I'll meet you at the throne, where our crowns will lay at his feet. Let us never forget there's a rendezvous set, where once again we'll meet, where we'll sing holy, holy, and worthy is he who has called unto himself his own. Be it first you or me, let us here now agree. I'll meet you at the throne. If I go before you, please don't be despaired. It's where we long to be. The mansion is finished, our Lord has prepared, and there it waits for me. All the angelic beings and saints gone before will shout when those gates I walk through. In heaven there's plenty of room for one more, for your place is waiting there too. I'll meet you at the throne, where our crowns will lay. Let us never forget there's a rendezvous set, where once again we'll meet. There we'll sing holy, holy, and worthy is he who has called unto himself his own. Be it first you or me, let us hear now agree. I'll meet you at the throne. Be it first you or me, let us hear now agree.
Oh, that is a joyful song.
Oh, and I have to say one more thing about that song. Larry wrote that after a friend of his who had lost his wife to cancer came to him one Sunday morning after church and said, you know, I'm just having such a hard time with this, and I just want to see her again. And Larry just comforted him and said, you know, he said, you will see her again. And she'll be, the man said, well, when I get to heaven, how will I find her? And he said, she'll be at the throne. You'll meet her at the throne. And then he went home and started writing this song.
Oh, it is a wonderful song and so reflective of Larry as a person.
Absolutely.
His deep faith and walk, and oh my goodness. Well, gosh, Jean, it has been such a joy to have you on this show, and I hope that all of the listeners are as blessed as I have been just hearing more about you. And I've learned some things about you I didn't know, even though we've known each other for close to 20 years now. Can you believe that?
I know, but we don't see each other very often. We're so busy.
We don't. And then we're at these festivals, and it's like you just kind of high, bye, hug your neck, and, you know, hopefully you can get a word in edgewise here and there. It's pretty busy. So I just need to bring my Bob, and we need to just come hang out at your ranch for like a week.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great? Anytime. You just let me know and come on out. We will have a great time.
We will. We're just going to have to make that happen. I need to get back to Texas.
That'd be awesome.
Sure.
That would be so
well,
good.
Well, you give my love to your sweet husband, Gary, and I look forward to seeing you at the next festival where we cross paths, if not at your ranch.
All right, and we'll see you in November at the Western Music Association get together in Albuquerque.
That is really where you just see each other in passing on roller skates, isn't it, at the Western Music Festival in,
that's right.
In Albuquerque. Well, we're going to close out with a song that I just love off your Tapestry album, Jean, and it's Keep on the Sunny Side. It's an old tune, but it just always makes me feel happy, and I love your rendition of it. So thank you so much for joining us, Jean, and we're listening to her song right now, Keep on the Sunny Side.
Oh, thanks, Belinda.
Bye-bye.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. On the sunny side of life. Though the storm in its fury breaks the day, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear, though the clouds will in time pass away, the sun again will shine bright and clear. Sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Let us greet with a song of hope each day, though the moments be cloudy or fair. Let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in His care.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
Well, many thanks to my sweet friend Jean for being on our show today. And she just makes me smile every time that we are together and able to talk. And I just want to close with these scriptures that she just brought to mind so much joy, and it brought to my mind Nehemiah 8:10, and the entire verse goes, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord, and this is my favorite part. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it truly, truly is. And in Romans 15:13, it said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So great joy brings us great hope. And really, if you can just cling to the joy of the Lord and find joy, even in those moments of difficulty and trial, you'll be amazed at the strength and the peace and the hope that comes with that joy. So until next week, I just hope you have a wonderful week, full of joy and full of hope. And we'll see you next week at Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale.
Life's rugged road, stumbling neath a heavy load, I was headed for a fate of ill design. Many folks for me prayed, many pleas for me were made, I should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all those bitter things are mine, I should have read that detour sign. When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes fell with a thud, but the blame for being stuck there was all mine. For I'd hear time and again, Christ could lift my soul from sin, I should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour, paid no mind to what it said, detour, all those bitter things are mine, I should have read that detour sign. By when hope was gone and I could no more go on, I did to the Lord my life and soul resign. Now to others I say, who must pass along this way, better read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour, pay some mind to what I said. Bye.